Bill Buckley with you until 2 Sport thereafter, and it's time to do our weekly look at the world of gadgets and technology and so forth with the gadget detective himself, Fevzi Turkalp. Don't forget you can subscribe to his podcasts for free. Just go to gadgetdetective.com or get them the way you normally get your podcasts, of which, of course, there are many. Hi, Fevzi.
Hello there.
Good to have you with us again. So, gadget of the week to come, but first of all, news story of the week, and it features Meta, which I must try to remember is what I still think of as Facebook. They've got quite a big court case on their hands.
Yeah, in the States as well, but this one's in the UK. So, if you have used Facebook even just once between 2015 and 2019. You may be finding yourself enrolled into a class action suing Facebook. And they're being sued for £2.3 billion sterling in damages by Dr. Lisa Gormson. And I love this case because I also like the fact that if she wins, that's like £50 to everybody, essentially. £2.3 billion.
We wouldn't actually get it, would we? Would we?
Would they
send me a cheque for 50 quid?
Yeah,
that's nice.
Potentially.
Crikey.
Potentially. There's a few barriers to overcome.
Yeah.
But I'm
even more interested now than I was a minute ago when I was
interested
then.
Well, there you go. I thought I'd tweak your interest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's 50 quid. Listen up.
Nice.
It's interesting because of the premise that the whole case is built on, and that even if they don't win, it tells us something about Facebook and the way it makes its money. Mm. So the idea is up to 44 million UK Facebook users could share in claimed damages of £2.3 billion sterling. Dr. Gormson alleges that Meta abused its market dominance to set an unfair price for free use of Facebook, right? So isn't that,
which is obviously a contradiction in terms.
Except it's not, because right. It's only a contradiction because the use of Facebook isn't free. You're paying for it with the data that you allow them to use. And when I say allow, What Dr. Gormson is saying is, well, you're not really allowing them because they've got such a dominant position. You don't have the ability to negotiate that contract. You either like it or lump it. Facebook, or Meta as it now is saying that, no, you know, it's invested heavily in allowing people to determine what data they share. Well, you know, the answer to that would be, you don't need to invest heavily in tools allowing us to determine what we share. Why don't we share no data unless we specifically say we want to? Why don't we opt in to the sharing of data? So, first of all, this case highlights the fact that free use of Facebook is far from free, and it's far more profitable for Facebook, or Meta as it now called, to allow you, in quotes, free access in return for your data than it would be to charge you a tenner each, right? Because it's a tenner a year. And that's the amount that they've overcharged us, according to this case. So free is not free. And it's true. I mean, if everyone is on Facebook, it's no good you going to, you know, I think MySpace, does it still exist? If you went up to something like MySpace and then, you know, you're not going to be able to communicate with people. Same with WhatsApp, which is also owned by Meta. Mm. You know, people expect you to be on WhatsApp because it's got market dominance. And therefore, it should be charging a fair price. And by a fair price, what we mean by that is, well, they're getting money for our data. If they're getting a fortune for our data, is it fair that we're paying them that much? Should they perhaps be paying us something without us having to sue them? So I think it's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
The other thing is that, you see, because it moves us closer to the American systems of opt-out. So you as a Facebook user don't have to opt into this case. The way that it's being structured is that if you don't want to say that this case represents you and you don't want your 50-odd pounds, then you'd have to opt out, which is interesting because then, you know, you're moving towards class actions. So these sorts of class actions have had problems in the UK before. But the doctor who's bringing this case says that opt-out cases are specifically permitted at the Competition Appeal Tribunal, which is where this matter will be heard. So I like this. I like this because it tells us all Facebook isn't free and you should do your best to limit it. And when they say, you know, they created all these tools, you know, what some companies do, and it's not only Meta that does this, but, you know, they give you a way of controlling what data you share to a point. You can't say, I don't want to share any. Mm. But then the defaults change every now and then, or they move the locations of the settings around. It is the equivalent of the practice that some supermarkets seem to engage in, where that every now and then they move all the products around
yes.
to force you to walk around and find the product. And they put the bakery at the far end from the entrance so that you have to walk through the whole store because everyone wants to buy bread, and it forces them to walk through the whole store. So there are these practices online, you know, these sort of
good analogy
analogous practices.
You alluded to an American case right at the start, which is has some bearing,
It's an antitrust case as well. So again, it's a abuse of market dominance. The difficulty that Meta has now is that it's facing calls to be broken up in more than one territory, including in the US. And that is why Meta has been working very hard to integrate the computer programs underneath Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook to make it what they call a common code base. In other words, that they are all essentially the same program under the skin. And in that way, they'll say, well, you can't do that. It's like chopping your arm off. You can't separate it off. And they've done of work to try and make... You know, they call it creating facts on the ground. Meta have been working hard for years to integrate that code to make it... sounds a bit like the sort of, Palestinian problem in a way. You make changes in such a way that it makes it difficult to achieve a particular type of solution, which in this case would be breaking it up. Mm. I think now, you know, these social media companies, I've said this before, are facing their big tobacco moment. Mm-hmm. You know, they're mm-hmm. moving towards... I think one could make an argument to say that they are arguably doing more harm to our society than tobacco companies did in their heyday in terms of knowing what is true, undermining or allowing information to be published that undermines our faith in elections, false information about vaccines that leads to deaths. You know, it's no less deadly for that.
Very interesting. I'm sure they would hotly dispute that if we had them on the other line. But
of course, and to be fair, Meta say that they will win this case. They're very confident that they will win it. I do. One part of me feels sorry for Meta because they are so rich. They are so profitable. It's hard to feel sorry for them when the sentence come out. But they are seen as low-hanging fruit to an extent. You know, they're an obvious target to go after. You know, no point in suing an empty pocket.
Hand, if you're right in that they have done more harm in the world than cigarettes, then pluck those low-hanging fruit, I suppose.
You know, they'd obviously have a completely different view of that. But I think the fact that there are calls in more than one territory now to break them up is an indication that there are people who believe that.
You'll keep your eye on that, no doubt, for us. We're halfway through our look at the tech world with the gadget detective, Fevzi Türkalp. On to the gadget of the week. Well, blow me down, or maybe suck up my rubbish would be a better analogy. It's a vacuum cleaner.
It's a vacuum cleaner, but of course it's a very high-tech vacuum cleaner. So this week's gadget of the week is from a brand called Eufy, which is EUFY. They're actually owned by Anker. So Anker, when they make lifestyle-type things like robotized vacuum cleaners and household security cameras and stuff, they go under the brand Eufy.
Not Anker as in butter, surely.
No, Anker as in A-N-K-E-R.
Oh, right.
So Anker are a company that... set up by, I think, someone who's ex-Google, actually, and a very bright guy. And they've become a leading brand in products, range of products, but things like charging bricks, portable power packs, cables, those sorts of things. But they do so much more than that. So under the Eufy brand, they do the sort of home security cameras, and they also do these sort of home cleaning products, including the RoboVac range. So this is the RoboVac G30 hybrid, not to be confused with the RoboVac G30 non-hybrid. And the hybrid bit, so first of all, let me describe it. This is not a conventional-looking vacuum cleaner. It looks like a rather thick pizza. So imagine something that's about a foot in diameter and a shade under 3 inches tall. I've said pizza,
and
I'm
circular.
Now suddenly feeling hungry. Yes,
right.
Yeah, like a circular pizza, exactly right. So this is something, and it's a robot vacuum cleaner. So it sits on its little charger, and when you tell it, either by setting a schedule using an app, or you just tell it to do a bit clean, it automatically leaves its charging dock and it ambles around your home.
Gracious me.
And it uses, first of all, it uses quite a clever algorithm, which has got quite a lot in common with the algorithms that they use in bomb disposal machines. So imagine a bomb disposal machine has to make sure it swept every part of the ground ahead in the most efficient way. Mm-hmm. And that's what this does. But instead of looking for bombs, it is sweeping and mopping, hence the term hybrid. So this one can do both at the same time. So the front end sweeps up everything, vacuums it up, and then the rear of it as it's moving forward, mops.
Mop, yes.
Perfect. Yeah, so you put a little water tank in it and it mops, and it takes these little mop heads, which can either be washable or disposable. It comes with, I think, 5 disposables and 1 washable one. And it's quite, I mean, just to watch it, it's quite clever. It's a little bit fiddly to set up. You know, it's not perfect for everyone. For example, it doesn't do stairs and it can't go up and down the stairs. You know, you'd have to pick it up and take it down the stairs.
And I would that's everybody's least favourite bit of hoovering as well, isn't it? Certainly is mine.
Yes. I mean, you know, I can't remember when I last did it, but yes, in principle, it would be my least favourite bit. Quite a clever vacuum cleaner. So when it moves from, say, a hard surface to a carpet, it notices the change and it increases the suction power. Mm-hmm. It generally does very well. It doesn't deal well with the very thickest sort of shag pile carpets, but pretty much everything else it does well. And it's got what they call 2,000 pascals of suction, which means it's not at all bad for something this size. I mentioned it's got an app, so you can review the cleaning history. You can set a schedule for it, so it will do, you know, on certain days of the week and at certain times. It's got these strips that you can, it comes with these little strips that you can stick down onto your floor to section off areas. So if you don't want it to vacuum around your pet or your child, or something like that, it can avoid those areas. Or you can put it underneath the edges of a rug to make sure it doesn't mop your rug. It's also quite clever because when it gets to the precipice at the top of your stairs, if you haven't got a special gate, you know, like a jar gate or something, it detects the fall below it and it backs away from the edge.
Okay. So what about if I move my furniture around? Will I need to reprogram it?
Because it detects, it's got it sensors and it detects everything. So it's very clever. And when it gets low on charge, it goes off and finds its charger. It docks automatically. And when it gets to 80% full, it comes up and it resumes to where it left off. It's 2.85 inches high, which means it will go under most pieces of furniture as well.
That's very good.
So, you know, all in all, rather good. Doesn't cope very well with cables. So if you're a bit of a cable junkie like me, you'd have to sort of like neaten up your cables. But it's pretty good. These sorts of devices are not cheap. The list price on this is $369.99. I noticed it might finish today, I'm not sure, but Eufy's own website and Amazon have both got a £90 discount code on it. On the Eufy site, it shows that the code finishes at midnight tonight. But I'm not sure if it's one of those ones where every day it's at midnight tonight. I don't know. I don't want to be cynical, but it's on at the moment, and I don't know about after today. 4 stars out of 5. I really like it. You know, these things have sort of come of age, and the ability to do vacuuming.
I might just hold on until they sort out that stairs issue, you know. I think it might be worth waiting a year.
That might be. That's going to be more than a year,
I guess. Is it? Oh, dear. And won't it be interesting, because, of course, dogs are traditionally terrified of vacuum cleaners. Will they be more or less terrified by a vacuum cleaner that is just a little disc, a bit like a Frisbee they play with in the park, but suddenly moves of its own volition with no master controlling it?
I've seen videos of pets sitting on them and riding around on top of it, particularly cats. And don't forget, with the app, you can actually remotely control it, so you can override its sort of algorithm and make it go where you like, which is great, you know. I'm not saying put your cat on the vacuum cleaner. I'm just saying I've seen people
BBC
do it.
BBC does not recommend this, control.
No, it's not recommended. But some cats don't seem fazed by it, you know. You know, cats are kind of lazy beasts at heart, I think.
Anything that can move the cat around without any effort on its part is going to be a winner there. It's a dual-purpose gadget.
Yes, just imagine when the cat works out how to use the app, then we're all in trouble. But
day will come, I'm sure. Evil geniuses, everyone.
4 stars out of 5. With the £90 off, it comes up to a shade under £280, which I think is good. That actually, in the market for this type of product, makes it mid-range. Okay. There are ones that are 500, 600, 700 plus, and there are ones that are cheaper than this. But I think this is a good mid-range machine.
The Eufy RoboVac G30 Hybrid. We will talk in 7 days' time then, Fevzi. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Good to have you on.